Hello and welcome to the Spooky Story Podcast. My name is Anthony Kerwin and I'm your host. Now this is a brand new podcast for 2019. Here at the Spooky Story Podcast, we want to hear your spooky stories. They can be anything from ghost stories to UFO encounters and even coming face to face with Bigfoot. All you have to do is email us spookystorypodcast@yahoo.com. Now, can I just say before we start the first episode of the Spooky Story Podcast that the only way you can get in touch with us at the minute is via that email address, thespookystorypodcast@yahoo.com. Now, as this podcast grows and develops, we will be getting more ways that you can contact us. But for the minute, it's just thespookystorypodcast@yahoo.com. And can I just ask that if you do email, which I'm hoping lots and lots of people do, can you just put on the end of your email where you're from and whether you mind telling your story over the phone or over Skype, and then I can arrange that with you. I'll talk you through everything. But of course, if you don't feel comfortable telling us your story over the phone or over Skype, please still do email and I can read your story out on the podcast, which is what our first emailer has decided to do. So thank you to Shabana, who's emailed in to the Spooky Story Podcast at yahoo.com. Now I'm going to read her email right now. She says, "Hi guys, I'm so glad there's a UK version of a paranormal podcast, and I'm delighted to share my story with you. My name is Shabana, and I'm from Southwest England. This story is actually an experience from my mother's co-worker. My mother works in a care home for the elderly, and as you can imagine, there are staff all around the clock. Night shifts are of course very quiet, and one of the duties includes doing the laundry so it's ready for the morning. The laundry room is at the end of a long corridor, where you look straight down the corridor and see the medicine cupboard. So one night she was folding some laundry, until something caught her eye from the end of the long corridor. It was her manager, with her back turned towards this co-worker. She was sorting something out in the medicine cupboard and wearing a white pharmacist's coat. Bearing in mind it was late, maybe around 2 or 3 a.m., she thought to herself, what in the world is the manager doing here at this hour and sorting out the medication? So she called out to the manager, no response. Once again, no response. A final time, no response. The manager was just too busy sorting all of the medication. So the co-worker must have looked away for a split second, and the minute she looked back, there was nobody there. And get this, the medicine cupboard was closed. Now Shabana goes on to say, I guess you could try and explain this by saying she was hallucinating and it was so late and perhaps she was tired, but she insisted that this wasn't the case and that she was wide awake. Well, thank you, Shabana, for that story. Now, can I just say on the end of that, that I work in a mental health hospital and I do and have done a lot of night shifts. And while it could be explained that you're hallucinating because you're tired, because it's 3 o'clock in the morning, for me personally, I am just as awake on a night shift as I am when I work a day shift. But we'd love to hear your thoughts on Shabana's story. You can email your thoughts to thespookystorypodcast@yahoo.com. Now that is the only spooky story that we've had sent in to us, so it's a very short episode of the Spooky Story Podcast. Now, like I said at the beginning, we want to hear your spooky stories, and they can be anything from ghost stories to UFO encounters and even coming face to face with Bigfoot. All you've got to do is email us at thespookystorypodcast@yahoo.com. And if you feel comfortable telling your story over the phone or over Skype, then just pop that on the end of your message. So we're really hoping that this podcast takes off during 2019 and that you all get involved. And of course, we welcome any suggestions on how to improve the podcast, what to do differently, what to keep the same, what to change, anything. You can use that same email address, thespookystorypodcast@yahoo.com. So thanks for listening, and we hope to tell you more spooky stories next week. Bye-bye.